New York City's foreign-born population has crossed the 3 million mark, a record high for New York and greater than any other city in the world. That's according to the newest New Yorkers, a report released today by the City Planning Commission. It's based on census data through 2011. So, the neighborhood with the most immigrants? Washington Heights. The largest Chinese enclave? Not Flushing in Queens, not Chinatown in Manhattan. It's Bensonhurst in Brooklyn. Joining us to plumb the depths of New York City immigration trivia is WNYC's Micropolis reporter Arun Venkatpal. All right, Arun, roll it out. What are some of the broader trends that that demographers at the City Planning Commission have found?
Okay, Amy, here we go. So, number one immigrant group in the city is from the Dominican Republic. That's not a big surprise there. But there are 380,000 Dominicans across the five boroughs. And their status, though, as top dog, if you will, is being threatened by the Chinese community. Now, there's a lot of Chinese New Yorkers settling down here. They grew by a third over the previous decade. And they're pretty likely to claim the crown to become the number one group in just the next few years because they're growing at such a fast pace. And you should remember that the Chinese community in New York, this is the largest population of Chinese anywhere in the world outside of China.
Okay,
now you have two-thirds of all immigrants. They settle down in either Brooklyn or Queens. No surprise there. But Queens is the only borough to have more than a million immigrants, okay? The real action, though, it's what's interesting is what's happening is in the Bronx and Staten Island, okay? And the foreign-born population in the Bronx, it grew by more than a fifth, by 22% over that 10-year span, and by 36% in Staten Island. So we're talking about the North Shore. You have a lot of Mexican immigrants in particular. They're really dramatically changing the face of Staten Island. Now, in terms of proportion, the neighborhood with the highest percentage of immigrants, can you guess?
I'd say Flushing again.
Not Flushing, not Gramercy either. It's Elmhurst, okay?
Elmhurst
in Queens. 71% of all people in Elmhurst are foreign born. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And then the highest earning immigrant group?
I'm going to say Indians.
Great smiles, great personality. I know a few myself. $83,000 median household income.
Wow, that's, you know, we're doing that new series on the middle class.
That's right.
And the median income is around $53,000. So Indian immigrants are exceeding the median income.
By far, yeah. Now, what's interesting is New York City is this hub for people across the world. You see that with certain groups. 40 to 50% of all people who leave the nation of Bangladesh, they come right here to New York City, okay? Interestingly, they also have, this is a different sort of socioeconomic sort of segment, they also have the highest rates of overcrowding in New York City. Now, waning populations, European populations, immigrants, they're going down, but also Jamaicans, people from Trinidad, people from Russia, these numbers are going down. That said, there are a lot of white people, native-born Americans, who are moving here from across the country.
So, quickly, Arun, tell us more about this large Chinese influx. What is bringing them to New York City?
Well, despite this huge economic growth in China, there's still plenty of economic issues across the country there. So a lot of people are coming for better opportunities. What's interesting is this huge proportion of asylum visas that they're seeking, okay? There's about 42% of all the visas that brought them here to New York City were asylum visas. This is based on this obscure 1980s provision under the Reagan administration opposing the one-child policy back then. And Peter Kwong is a scholar at Hunter College. He said that, you know, a lot of people who come here, they work this loophole, even though the overwhelming majority don't even qualify for it.
But they do have lawyers. They will try to find all kinds of ways to convince the court. And so this is a cat and mouse game that's been going on.
A cat and mouse game, he says. Basically, it's like it's quite a system, and a lot of judges are really opposed to this.
WNYC's Arun Venkatpal. Thank you, Arun.
Thanks, Amy.